relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First with our very special guest host, the voice of Dallas, Mark Davis.
Thank you, Seb, and thank you to Team Gorka and everybody in the audience. Appreciate it. We're going to wrap up the week together, and Dr. Gorka is back on Monday, and I'm sure he'll have stories of travels and things to talk about in the weekend of news. Heading into the weekend here and heading out of the month of April, is this crazy or what? The year, this year of 2021, filled with so much hope. It was supposed to be better than 2020 in terms of COVID. I guess that's true. But it is just horrible in so many other ways. But we are always upbeat. We are always optimistic. And I'm very, very glad to be with you. We had a wonderful time yesterday, and we're going to have no less of one today. And let me tell you what the building blocks are. Phone number, as you know, is 833-33-GORKA. 833-334-6752. I have some very specific things I want to ask you about this week in the news. I always like to go into the weekend sort of having tied a bow around the various things that have happened from that that steamroller of a Biden speech, obliterating fiscal sanity, obliterating constitutionalism, obliterating gun rights, obliterating logic. I have people who didn't hear it firsthand. It's a little phenomenon called, did he really say that? And people sometimes, they say, Mark, I didn't see the speech, which means you have a lot of company. I said, did Joe Biden really say that the January 6th incursion at the Capitol was like the worst assault on democracy since the Civil War? And I've had to explain to people, yes, he actually said that. But that's kind of yesterday. It was a part of the week's narrative. So if there's anything from this week that has tickled your talk show fancy, bring it. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Again, I'm Mark Davis, happy morning host here at 660 AM The Answer in Dallas-Fort Worth. I've already knocked out one talk show today, so that, and boy, it was a shindig this morning, and I'm going to bring you some of what's in my head and what's in my heart, having done a show this morning where I asked the local, what is the meaning of local radio anymore? I am obviously here in Irving, technically, right by DFW Airport, and serving a local community. But with online listening and everybody's smart speaker that they can fire up, I mean, we have people leave DFW and, you know, move to Schenectady and move to Singapore, and they're still able to listen to the show. Obviously, on a big network operation like America First with Dr. Gorka, we have a presumed national audience. But my point being is I had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people today from a good many places in the country about what they thought about the savaging of Tim Scott. And we spent a little bit of time on this yesterday, but oh my, did it reach full fruition overnight and this morning and right now here in mid-afternoon in my time zone and whatever you're going through today. There is a, how should we call it? It's kind of a Rorschach test. I had a gentleman call me this morning in a Rorschach test, or the ink blots that different people see differently. So many things are emblematic of that these days. And I had a gentleman call me who has a liberal family member, which is a fun thing to have attached to you these days. And he said, Mark, you got to help me out. Was his brother. I think my brother called Tim Scott and Uncle Tom. And I told him, or Uncle Tim, you know, bought into the Uncle Tim hashtag and thought that was wholly appropriate. And he said, he doesn't understand, you know, why that's insulting. And so I tried to be of help. I always try to be of help. And I said, well, tell him that in wielding that Uncle Tim epithet, it wasn't just disagreeing with Tim Scott politically. I mean, if he found Senator Scott's address ideologically, you know, disconnected from his own thoughts, that's just a liberal listening to conservative things. That's fine. We feel the same way when we hear y'all. But if the Uncle Tim thing makes it about Tim Scott's blackness, how dare this black guy cut the shackles and escape from the plantation of liberalism where he is expected to toil? Now, maybe it's emblematic of the end of the week or my feeble mind. I'm starting to lose track of what I said on which show. So pardon me if I've run through this twice. I don't think I have. If I did, I'll unholster it again because it served us well and it only takes 10 seconds. It's a thoroughly wonderful definition of racism. Everybody says, oh, what's racism? I don't even know what it is. Here's one. I offer this up for free. You ready? Here you go. Racism is when you think less of someone or mistreat them because of what race they are. Ta-da. It's when you mistreat someone or think less of them because of what race they are. So wanting strong borders, not racism. That's nothing to do with what we think of Hispanic folks. It's wanting to have strong borders. Getting rid of affirmative action. Racism, no, has nothing to do. I don't care what color anybody is about any of these things. Silly me, I believe that Dr. King was right when he said race discrimination was wrong. And I attach a little asterisk there to say it's wrong in all cases when practiced by anybody. And obviously racism. And here's the tough one. And this is part of what I'm asking you. And feel free to come be a part of this, because in a minute we're going to talk to Pastor Daryl Scott and I'll ask him some things about this. And then I want to ask all of you some things about this. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. And if you want to shoot me something on Twitter, you can follow me at Mark Davis, M-A-R-K Davis, and I'll get back to you, you know, during the breaks and stuff like that. But anybody can be racist toward anybody else, genuinely racist, to think less of someone or mistreat them because of what race they are. It's true when white folks do it to people of color. It's true when people of color do it to white folks, and it's true when some people of color do it to other people of color. So I offer that up humbly. That's what racism is, to think less of someone or to mistreat them because of what color they are. Ta-da. All right, so with that in mind, another thing, and I think I touched on this a little bit yesterday, is that so many of our conflicts today, so many of just the tension, everybody talks about how ed up with controversy and bad blood we are. Oh, by the way, which is true. And that it's so much of it is about race and sex and all these things, about women's issues and black issues, Hispanic issues. No, it's not. Virtually all of it is about politics. Politics. Democrats don't want more women in office. They want more liberal women in office. Democrats are, you know, don't support black candidates if they're conservative. Democrats aren't even the party of LGBTQ in the remaining alphabet soup, because throw Caitlyn Jenner in there in California. And I don't know. Maybe we need to cover that, too. Caitlyn Jenner is fuzzy on the matter of gender, but is actually correct on a few other issues. And then throw in Randy Quaid, I hear, is running. Good Lord, the reality show is busting out all over. I would love to have former Ambassador Rick Grenell. In fact, maybe we got California folks. I have no idea if you're going to get rid of Gavin Newsom. I'd love to think you are. I don't know. If so, California, whom would you like to be to be in there? Anyway, my point being, the left has no use for Caitlyn Jenner, no use for conservative blacks, no use for conservative women. So it which is, by the way, good news, because that means it's about our differences in philosophy, our differences in policies. It's about politics and not what I've called the pigment and the plumbing. And that is good news, isn't it? It's better than having actual differences over race. But when the left goes after Tim Scott with Uncle Tim, that is total stone cold racism, because that is about his blackness. And that is just an unspeakable wrong. And by the way, it's quite literally unspeakable, because nobody on the left is willing to speak about it and to own their own seamy underbelly of racism. All right, let's chat with Daryl Scott and let's talk to you. Let's set up some calls. 833-33-GORKA. Mark Davis, glad to talk to you on this Friday on America First. Seb's back Monday. Glad to be here in his stead. See you in a minute.
Dear friends, there has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA right now.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
That's us. That's the Seb Gorka moniker here on the America First radio show. And Seb's back Monday. Mark Davis filling in from 6:60 a.m. The Answer in the big DFW. And we're going to hop to your calls in our very next segment. A lot of talk about race, racism, politics, black conservatism, ton of things in the breeze to talk about as we wrap up another pretty amazing parade of news. But what a pleasure it is to say hi to a gentleman who I've had the opportunity to see and hear a lot, but never to actually talk to. He is Pastor Daryl Scott. You remember him from the Donald Trump Executive Transition Team, National Diversity Coalition for Trump, been on a lot of shows, and I'm glad that this is one of them. Pastor Scott, Mark Davis, pleasure to meet you. How you doing?
Great, man. Thanks for having me. It's about time. You've been checking and jogging me all this time. I've been trying to catch up with you, and I finally...
Well, so look at America First, bringing everybody together. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Well, let me get your take first on the thing that everybody's talking about. You start out with the idea of having Tim Scott offer the Republican reply. It is inherently a great idea, but talk about the gift that keeps on giving. No sooner is he done than the Uncle Tim hashtag is born, and the left starts to show its own virulent strain of racism. What was your thought as you saw that unfold?
I mean, it was amazing, but not surprising. I think Tim Scott's statement was great. I think it was incomplete, however. I think the fact that he didn't clarify the statement added to the left's rebuttal of his rebuttal. And so, no, he said America is not a racist country, and it's not. But America has had racist incidents in its history, and there are some Americans that are racist, as evidenced by the response.
Tell me.
Tim Scott's statement that America is not a racist country was met with an outpouring of a racism from the left.
Yeah.
That's what is just, it's amazing that the left would respond in the way it did, and the left that is supposed to be the party of sensitivity.
Exactly.
It's yes. The party of political correctness. It's the party of the eggshells that we have to walk on
right.
with each other nowadays.
And also, and the party, and the party that is supposed to be the be-all and end-all for black people. Well, if they are so great for people of color, you would think they would afford the occasional black American the opportunity to maybe be conservative. But that is apparently a sin they cannot tolerate.
Yeah, but you said it's something they cannot tolerate, and they are supposedly the party of tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
But their tolerance is conditional. It's a conditional tolerance. It's a tolerance that is conditioned upon, we tolerate you if you agree with us.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you agree with us, then we have tolerance for you, because they were very intolerant of the entire Trump administration, and they're very intolerant of the right now, and they're just really, now that they have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they're just coming all the way out of the closet.
That's it.
With the
That's
hate, the vitriol, and the antagonism that they have towards those on the right.
No doubt. Pastor Daryl Scott is here. I just offered the audience a view of mine. I want to send it to by you. In a way, I think it's good news that a lot of our differences aren't really about race at all anymore. It's about politics. White and black conservatives agree on most things. White and black liberals agree on most things. And I'd rather have differences based on ideology than based on actual skin color. But yet, from President Biden to Vice President Harris, they're trying a little tap dance today. Both of them saying things like, we don't really think America is a racist country, like inherently, but they still attach themselves to this tagline of theirs of systemic racism. What do you define that as, and do you think that it is a problem?
Well, let me go back and revisit something you just said that I like. When you said we're divided among party lines, alongside of party lines, you know why? Because if you look at it, the blacks and whites on the left are united, and the blacks and whites on the right are united. And there are no racial differences within the confines of each of those parties. And so you're absolutely right. America's being divided along political lines, and the media is driving that. The left-wing media is driving that. And they're hiding behind racism to advance their party politics. Now, as far as the systemic racism is concerned, no, America is not systemically racist. However, there are some systems within America that have had histories of racism within that system. But the thing that's great about America is the fact that we're identifying them and trying to deal with them. You saw President Trump deal with a number of things that continued and were perpetuated and tolerated by Democratic administrations. When you saw President Trump reform the federal criminal justice system, then that implies that there were some inequities and inequalities within that system that needed to be adjusted. And President Trump adjusted them. He attacked them head on. And so you have certain systems within America that have had the banking system, that have had racist inequalities within that system. But one thing about America that I like, America continues to correct itself. But we have to be truthful about it. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater and say America is racist because some Americans are racist.
Yeah, that's a vital distinction.
Systematically vital racist distinction. Because there are some systems in America that are racist. But we
absolutely.
Can't right.
In our case,
we throw the Democratic Party out.
Absolutely.
They have a history of racism.
Tell me, in our couple of minutes left, about 3-4 minutes ago, you said you enjoyed Tim Scott's comments. You said he left out a couple of things you would have liked for him to add, something like what?
Well, simply that America is not a racist country. However, there are racists in America. And you have to realize they would have confirmed that by their response. Every single person that called him Uncle Tim and used that racial connotation is racist. But you know one thing, and a lot of people got mad at me, but I'm going to say it. It runs both ways. And this was something I talked to the RNC about, and they did take heed to it. Mm-hmm. I said, we had those on the right that were calling blacks on the left slaves on the plantation. Okay, to be honest, that is just as racist as blacks on the left calling those of us on the right coons and Uncle Toms. It's mudslinging going back and forth, and we have pots calling kettles black. So if we want to eliminate that kind of language altogether, then I believe we can find common ground for more dialogue.
Well, in 60 remaining seconds, though, this goes straight to my heart because I've been fond of that metaphor myself. I mean, I think 10, 15 minutes ago, I said Tim Scott committed the sin of not showing up and wanting to be unshackled from the liberal plantation. Would you like me to stop using that metaphor?
Well, I mean, that's your own call. But I will say this, and I said it in the little time we have left. I had this talk with the RNC. And I had this talk with the Trump administration. I said, if we caught Jewish people that were voting Democrat, if we said they were on a concentration camp or
in the
Holocaust,
okay,
they would
be offended. Well, when you put it that way.
slavery is black people's Holocaust, and the plantation is our concentration camp.
Well,
and
this
that's
is why
that offended so many people. And we were running people away that we could have won, because when they would hear that message, they would get offended.
Well, you've done an incredible job of attracting folks of color. That New Spirit Revival Center on Twitter at Pastor D. Scott, as in Daryl Scott. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. It's wonderful to have you. I know Dr. Gorka loves you, and I do too. Thanks for being on America First. That is Pastor Daryl Scott. All righty, well, I'll edit my next segment here. Half kidding, but only half. Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka. Be right back in a moment with your calls.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Magnificent. And Michael Sembello's Maniac, whose theme song would you like, whom would you like to affix that to in this week in the news? Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka from 660 AM, The Answer in DFW. Great to have you here. A moment of introspection as I prepare to go to your calls at 833-33-GORKA. If somebody I respect as much as Pastor Daryl Scott has an observation to make about rhetoric, I'm inclined to pay attention to it, especially when he asks for a clampdown on some phraseology that I use with regularity, and maybe you do too. So let's put this under what we might call the magnifying glass. See what I did there? And see what we think. I very advisedly, and I hope very tactfully, when looking at the way black conservatives are treated, I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Clarence Thomas hearings. I was doing shows at that time. And Alan West, great friend of mine, head of the state Republican Party here in Texas. And I'm a huge fan of Pastor Scott. And, you know, duh, hello, Larry Elder. You know, we're brothers. I have, in seeing the way they are treated, on many occasions, I have said that the reason the left mistreats these brave black conservatives is because they have dared to stray from the plantation of liberalism. I know full well that is a slavery metaphor. I intend it to be, because I believe that the left wishes for black America to be enslaved by its siren songs of free stuff for everybody and dependency for all, et cetera, et cetera. And the black conservatives are the members of the African-American community who have said, nah, I'm going to think for myself, thank you. So it, not only is it without a speck of racism that I employ that, I believe, thoroughly appropriate metaphor, but it's without a speck of ill will. I'm not even looking to be that shocking. I'm not a shock jock type of person. I never have been. The language is a precious gem. It's a gift. So it sounded like Pastor Scott's point was that might, if the goal is to attract more people of color into the Republican Party, and Lord knows I've made that a lifetime goal, that maybe the deployment of that metaphor might turn folks off. I must mull that over. Your thoughts are welcome as well. Let us roll to Brooklyn, which is always a good idea. Rolling into Brooklyn. Line 4, Judy, that is you, Mark Davis, in for Dr. Gorka. Welcome to America First. Happy Friday. How are you doing?
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon, too. I was listening to you, and I said, you know what? I got to give a call. To me, racism is prejudice. That's how I feel. Racism is prejudice, like prejudging a person or people. Mm-hmm. And prejudice, Mark, is pure ignorance. So that's what that is for me. And I have to say, we are all people, not black, not white, not whatever. We have to say we bleed red. You know, it's ridiculous. This whole racism is hyped up just to divide and conquer. It's a catalyst to try to bring in, unfortunately, this whole Marxist thing. But I want to say, Mark, if this country is so racist, how was it possible for Barack Hussein Obama to have a landslide victory in 2008 where whites and blacks and all colors in between got him elected? And then the other thing right now, Mark, how come people from all over, like over 51 countries I'm hearing, are literally clamoring to illegally come to this country, America, via the open southern border, if this place is so racist? You know,
it must not be so bad. We must not be so bad. Judy, beautifully put. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I offer up some additional evidence that to actually be a racist, right? To be, I'll speak from a white perspective, because that's what I have. If some fellow white person, some fellow white guy, white gal, actually displays racism, real derision of somebody because they're black or because they're Asian or because they're Hispanic or whatever, they will be instantly pilloried, chased from the table of rational debate, and who knows what may happen to them reputationally. And you know what? I mean, in the case of real racism, I don't mean cancel culture where you're going after people because of their views. That's terrible. I mean real, actual racism. Like, oh my gosh, Uncle Fred just threw down an N-bomb at Thanksgiving. When that really happens, it is shocking. And properly so. And that is evidence of our enlightenment. It is evidence of our good heart. It is evidence of the journey that we have made together. And it's been a journey just during my lifetime. You know, I mean, I lived as a kid through the 60s. By the time it's 1971, All in the Family is the most popular show in America. Lampooning bigotry was an amazing, amazing journey. We'll talk more about the journey with you next. Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka on America First.
You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium My Pillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium My Pillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
That's what we're about. Glad to have you here. I'm glad to be here. Mark Davis from 660 AM. The Answer. Dallas, Fort Worth. Take some calls. Having some fun. Spending a Friday. Stuff from the week gone by. News-wise. Things that are going on front of mind. We just had Pastor Daryl Scott on. Obviously, the Tim Scott address. I've called it all day. The gift that keeps on giving. It was inherently wonderful. And then at any time. You want to know what the definition? There are two ways to define a really good day for conservatism. One way is when a conservative says or does something is great and it gets a lot of attention, or when we win elections and stuff like that. Remember winning elections? Trying to get back to that, too. So when good things happen for conservatism, when a conservative does a good thing, wins a great victory, passes a great bill, et cetera, that's a good day for conservatism. The other definition of a good day for conservatism is when the left shows you what it is made of. When the left reveals in all of its unseemly, garish fashion the depths of its own racism, the Uncle Tim hashtag, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When they do us the favor of showing us what they are. So it's also been the week that contained the tranquilizer dart of the Biden speech and a number of other things. So why don't we, speaking of which, let's roll to the Tar Heel State. Let's go to North Carolina. Line three, Matt. Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka. Welcome to America First. How are you doing, sir?
Hello, Mr. Davis. If my opinion matters, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I've been speaking with Seb on and off for about a year, and he's very good. And here was my point that I had to prove. With Biden's speech, okay, I usually have my TV unplugged because I prefer talk radio. So I plugged it in just to hear Biden's speech. I mean, right. President Biden. Stupid. That was disrespectful. But here's the point. All he talked about was spending money we don't have, taking credit for things that Trump achieved, and no wonder Senator Cruz fell asleep. That's the talk of talk radio. Senator Cruz fell asleep. Why not?
I know. And I think it was the following day or actually that night on Hannity on Fox, Ted said that the speech was both incredibly radical and incredibly boring at the same time. And then along comes a little bit of footage that it's not just Ted Cruz. Mitt Romney might have caught a couple of Z's during the address as well. And as one who might have been caught similarly, either in my own home or on video somewhere, it's easy to catch somebody with their eyes closed for a moment. They may or may not have actually passed into the ether. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, whether Ted was asleep or not, I know a whole lot of other people were close to it. Matt, God bless. Thank you. And best to everybody in North Carolina. We are in Los Angeles. Line four, Howard. Hey, Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka. Welcome to America First. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I was talking to some police officers in San Pedro, and I recommended to them that they might consider Maxine Waters' district a no policing zone.
Yeah. Let's see what they say. Let's defund the police in their neighborhood. If they are so hostile toward the police, let's see what life is like without them.
Yeah, well, and then the other thing is I sent to Dennis Prager the people in the gun control, the gun support, Second Amendment supporting people, yeah, in Washington State, and the president, a sort of a doctrine change for the police department.
Such that?
And it started out with register liberals and give them the law enforcement they think they want.
You're on to something. You're on to something, Howard, and that is taking people's views and putting them sort of gently in their face and showing them the consequences of the things they believe. I appreciate that. Best to you and everybody in L.A. Thank you, Howard. Let us, well, I'll tell you what, let's head right into the Hollywood Hills, I'm given to understand. That's on line five. Anna, hi, Mark Davis in for Seb, and welcome to America First. How are you?
Hi. Now, after waiting and listening to other people, I want to say so many more things.
That's
the
okay.
Police here will become what it is in South America, where I was born, which is corrupt, not there. So you fend for yourself, and you have no guns. That's going to happen here if the Democrats continue to be allowed to, you know, reign their power with the Republicans not fighting hard enough. I don't call Biden president. They call Trump this guy. So I call Biden Biden. First of all. And second, America, it's a continent. It's not the USA. So I always say the USA is not racist. But what about all the countries that bought slaves before the United States even bought any slaves? Africa, you know, tribes in Africa kidnapped all the tribes and sold them to Arabs, Phoenicians in those days, Persians, Egyptians. The Romans had slaves. Mm-hmm. None of them pay any money to anybody, and no blacks there to thrive as they thrived in the United States. Yep. I'm sick of the bashing of the USA of whites, and I'm not even white, you know? I think black conservatives are going to save this country.
Well, I'd say, Anna, thank you enormously, because if this comes under a big heading, if there's stuff I can say, and it has X amount of value, but there's something special about the Anna call because she comes from another land and thus has the appreciation of America that comes with having come here willfully, and it is desire and intent that brought her here. And I love that quote. I'm tired of everybody beating on white people, and I'm not even white. Anna, thank you. And that, and this is the kind of mindset that enables us to get to Dr. King's dream. Remember, that was Dr. King's dream, to judge people by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. Which probably gives me an opportunity to put down another layer of question for you. That we've got some guests and some topics and new stuff from the week gone by. We've got all of that, and believe you me, the buffet is rich and filled with all of that. But I have just some broad things I want to ask you today as we wrap up the week. First of all, Dr. King, I believe, would be mortified by the excesses of Black Lives Matter, by the degree to which the warriors of the civil rights era that were so noble in the 50s and the 60s, and, you know, I'll even give them the 70s. But after that, it became a hustle. It became race baiting. It became pretty clear that the politics had taken over and that there were people, and Lord knows they are everywhere today, and they're not all black, they're of all colors, people who are seeking to actually make race relations worse so that they can garner political power. Mark Davis in for Dr. Gorka. More of you on the phone next. Stick around. We've got much more to come.
Welcome back to America First with Mark Davis.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it. Back to your calls, but first, a little movie tip. It's the weekend, movie time, and you know, I don't know how many of us are streaming into theaters at the moment, but boy, have I got something for you to, speaking of not streaming into theaters, but maybe stream right there on your laptop or on your big screen there on the wall, and that is Church People. From executive producer and MyPillow founder and our good friend Mike Lindell, it is a wonderful faith-based comedy, Church People, with Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, Joey Fatone. Mike himself is in there. Church People is great. Truly funny, truly heartwarming, and a reminder that the gospel Sometimes you wonder, is the gospel enough? Yes, it is. And all the plot begins when America's youth pastor, a guy named Guy Sides, realizes he's sort of stuck on the treadmill, the megachurch marketing machine. He wants to rediscover and reignite his passion. So he attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, and he's thrust into the midst of dissuading a really misguided church leadership from a stunt they have in mind for Easter. I won't tell you what it is. It's a really bad idea. And so, okay, what do? Church people, it'll leave you laughing out loud and remind you of the true meaning of the gospel. Stream Church People on Salem Now. Church People at SalemNow.com and use the promo code Gorka and we'll even save you a couple of bucks. Sound good? All right. All right, we are in California on line one. Al, Mark Davis, that is you in for Dr. Gorka. You get to take us out. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. Real quickly, I was wondering why there's so much emphasis on crime, both in the news media and in entertainment. We tend to lose perspective. I mean, 95% of American men have never been in combat, and 99% of the American people have never killed anybody with a firearm.
Yep.
And I think, alluding to your previous two calls, I think the cumulative effect of this, with no perspective, is designed to make us lose what's going on. The perspective is missing. The car chases, all of it. And I'm not talking about censorship. I believe in the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of this is leading toward what we've got now is more restrictive incursions on the Second Amendment. Now, I stand corrected. I'm willing to listen to your opinion.
No, I think you're, Al, thank you. I think you're onto something, and that is that the vast majority of people are not criminals. Vast majority of people haven't shot anybody. Vast majority of people have not served in combat. And it means that we are, in our personal lives, kind of illiterate about all that. And that gives us a response. I'll use myself as an example. I have not served in the military, but I've talked to countless people who have, and their experience informs me and inspires me. I've never been a police officer, but I've spent my entire lifetime talking to those who are, and their experience enlightens me, informs me, and inspires me. And I think we have a responsibility to do that, because otherwise we're shooting our mouths off by definition about things that we don't have any firsthand knowledge of. I mean, through my career, I've had a thought or two, you know, back, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, which is hard to believe. And there in the throes of the war on terror, I'd have some opinion about having American forces in that part of the world. And somebody say, hey, Mark, have you served? The obvious answer is no. But I said, I've talked to so many who have that I try when I can to channel the majority of the views that I get from them. Mark Davison for Dr. Gorka, hour one down. More to come. Stay with us.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.